Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Freaking cutting crew. Just leave the. I don't even know who the cutting crew are. Who are the cutting crew? Is it hairdressers?
I think there probably were a series of hairdressers after.
Let's not talk. But we don't even know who. I don't even know who the cutting crew are. So let's not talk about the cutting crew. Let's not talk about the cutting crew.
Oh, I saw you watching Maureen from Driving School doing This Is Your Life.
This is your freaking life
after 3 months in the spotlight, was that right?
Yes, man. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Claire.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry, I just had to remember and turn my Twitch off there because I was like, I'm hearing like crazy, crazy times out. How's it going?
I want to ask you a question.
Go for it.
Is World of Warcraft, is it too late to get into World of Warcraft?
Never. No, definitely not. Do it. Do it, man. Do it.
Because could it be true? I told this story at the Royal Festival Hall when I was hosting the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yes.
Conducted
yep.
by the guy, the band director for Neil Hannon.
Right.
And they were playing video game music. And yes. I told this story because I think this story is true. I think I've got the right game. They were going to play some music from World of Warcraft. And my World of Warcraft story is I started playing it. And very early on, a guy, another human being player, invited me down an alleyway with him.
In real life?
In the game. In the game.
Okay.
And said, look, you're new here. I can give you really good armor. You've got to if you take your trousers off, I'll give you armor.
No, come on.
So I took my trousers off and gave them to him, and he ran away. Could that happen in World of Warcraft? This is like 15, 20 years ago, maybe.
World of Warcraft's only 15 years old. So okay, well, 15 really years.
Early days. Could that happen?
Can you
take your trousers off. You can take your trousers off.
Definitely.
Then it definitely happened. A guy hustled me on World. He stole my trousers. Honestly, it was in this town and he stole my trousers and ran off and I just went, I'm not just starting at zero. I'm starting at -5. Now I can't walk around with no trousers on.
You can't leave this alley. You've got to stay here.
So I never played it ever again. So that's my personal experience.
I can see why that would be painful.
You're suggesting I could get into it.
Yeah, just don't go down any weird alleyways with any strangers. Same life rules apply.
Apart from the hanging out with trolls, clubbing people, axing them, all that stuff, just behave as you would in real life.
Here's the irony. The exact same thing happened to me in London the day before. No. The exact same thing. All right, I might get World of Warcraft and I might stream World of Warcraft on here.
amazing.
I might, and you're going, why is he just asking a random caller about it? Because Maida Wow, is in the username.
She's the gatekeeper or the keymaster.
So I'm guessing it's either, you know, big fan of Owen Wilson. Wow. Or World of Warcraft. It's worth a punt. I could have said, well, what do you think of Bottle Rocket? But I didn't. I went straight in for that. So we're there.
Maybe it's both. Maybe I love both. Maybe I love Owen Wilson as much as I love playing World of Warcraft.
I love Owen Wilson. I love Bottle Rocket. I love the new film Bliss. Go and watch that. Yeah, I go back and I find my character is there, but like 15 years older, just shivering.
Surely you'd have died of exposure.
Possibly. All right. All right. Maybe we'll do a World of Warcraft thing, because I used to really
like... Were
they
in fancy trousers? What was so special? Or was it
just, he was just trolling me.
Humiliation.
He was just being a dick. I used to really like EverQuest, which is that... Well, EverQuest is old. That's 20 years old. But I used to just like going in there. It's like magic. You get like... You learn spells and shit and you go on missions and stuff. But I would just go in and mess the missions up for people. I was a troll.
Oh.
So it's karma.
Yeah.
It's karma.
Kind of. Well, it goes around, comes around and all that.
Exactly. Anyway, Claire... How may we help you this evening?
I just thought I'd say hi. I tried to phone last night because I had a really interesting Takeshi's Castle. Well, I say really interesting. It may not be that interesting, but I've got a factoid about Takeshi's Castle.
Well, I'm afraid that was yesterday, Claire, so we can't...
Apologies.
I was going to cut her off, but you're going to give her off.
Let's hear the fact and then we can decide.
Yeah, I can't actually fact check it. I don't know where I got it from. But apparently more men or humans have been on the moon than have ever won Takeshi's Castle.
Well, we know that 13 humans, men, have been on the moon. 13 men have been on the moon. I know that.
Also, they claim.
But of course, we don't actually have any factual evidence apart from the doctored footage from the NASA.
Why was that flag blowing?
Which is the National Alumni of Semitic Arses. I don't know. It's not the views of the channel. That's the views of the crazies, guys, for God's sake.
And seen.
And seen. Although. Wow. Okay. Takeshi's Castle. And I'm hesitating because I don't want to... No, I'm not. I'm going to be congruent. Takeshi's Castle, as it's pronounced. I'm going to say it. Takeshi's Castle.
My bad.
Because, you know, because he's a huge movie star. Like one of the biggest movie stars in Japan. Mm. I was watching Zatoichi, the Blind Swordsman, and he's done loads of films. He's in Battle Royale. If you need a hard-faced, because I think he's got a glass eye. If you need a hard-faced bastard... It's Takeshi Kitano, or Beat Takeshi is his nickname. And it's like, I think it's the weirdest thing that he does this, as you've told us, almost impossibly hard game show. And less than 13 people have ever completed it. Imagine. Yeah.
And still they come in their great crowds trying to take it on. Idiots. Yeah.
What was in your Amazon box?
My Amazon box? Oh, that box.
Yes.
Yeah, this has got messier since I last spoke to you.
I know.
What was in that box? Do you know, that's terrible. I don't even know. I think it might have been my new webcam.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
But it's now just holding general stuff. Beautiful.
I've got two great big Amazon boxes that need going out. I got a new helmet today for my motorbike that I can't ride because it's too wet.
Oh, I've got to take something too.
But it's so... So nice. And what else? Oh, yeah, some lab coats and some safety specs.
Oh, yeah, for the post. You can write to us, dear listener. The address is going to pop up in the chat. It is TLNA, PO Box 1181, Aylesbury, HP 22 9TE. You can send us stuff, but we will be opening in a field wearing lab coats. We will film it. I ain't having a glitter bomb in my house.
Or worse.
I mean, a glitter bomb wouldn't be that bad out of what you could have get, really, couldn't it? I mean...
I reckon, knowing some of our fans, I wouldn't be surprised if we got a severed penis.
Oh.
And I know whose penis it would be.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know. Oh, by the way, Dave, that's just reminded me, no connection. Dave Dogface. Are you in the chat? Thank you for that fact, Claire. It was worth hearing. I love stuff like that. So thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll speak to you later on. Tutty bye.
Bye.
The reason is I want to... Mick Hughes, thank you. The reason is I want to show Dave something I bought. Only Dave would be interested in. Mm-hmm. Dave is the only person that would get any pleasure from the thing I'm about to show. Some people are saying they didn't get a notification. That's because I was doing a stream earlier for a couple of hours, about half four or something. The plan was to stream and steam through and do the whole show in one go. I'm up and down, hyper than low. It was kind of like a technical stream, but you guys seem to like that stuff. So, but it was too close to this stream, so it means the notifications were disabled. So, you know, there you go. But I was building all this.
But you know we're generally here this time.
You know it. You know it. 0203 286 6370. Oh, there's Pete. There's Pete. We miss Pete. Let's get Pete a little cheeky call back.
Pete.
Hello,
Peter.
Hi.
I'm about to be that guy who I hate for some of the chat, I fear. But did you know
that Hans Zimmer did the music for Takeshi's Castle?
Well, did you know that Takeshi released a video game?
Yeah, it was mentioned to us yesterday.
Oh.
Is it though? Let's have a little look. Let's go on to, because we YouTube Takeshi. Oh, I've just typed in YouTube into YouTube. Takeshi video game. Takeshi's Challenge.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, there's a speed run. Do you know what I was going to stream? I want to stream some speed runs as well. That's what I want to stream. Okay, let's have a look.
Stream other people's speed runs, or do you want to do speed runs?
Other people's speed runs. I've never completed a video game in my life, Peter, as you know.
Oh, good point, yeah.
And so I want to stream other people's speed runs.
Well, Takeshi hated video games, so this is a game made by someone who's basically trolling gamers. Oh. At one point in the game, you have to wait exactly an hour or something without pressing a button.
Oh, well, hang on, because here they do a speed run in 5 minutes 28.
Yeah, but that might...
Is this an old one?
There's some complicated way around it, I think. But yeah, it was on the NES, so it will be an old one.
It says here, if you wanted to complete the game naturally, there are a lot of things you have to do in a very specific order.
Oh.
Stay tuned to the end for commentary on what you got to do to beat the game.
All right, well, we'll have a little look at that. Thank you, Pete.
No worries.
We're glad you're that guy.
Hans Zimmer. All right, let's have a look.
Famicom, that is known typically as one of the most cryptic, hardest games in the NES library, but we're going to beat it a little bit faster with some glitches today. So here we go. Timing starts, enable the manual microphone on the second controller on the Famicom, and then we're going to steal money from our place of business. Because who needs work when you can just be better?
See, I like retro games, but games that look like this, I just can't be bothered.
Drive you nuts.
Whatever they please.
I can't be bothered.
We're now going to go to the karaoke bar and spend that hard-earned cash.
Already this is better than Garfield.
Yeah, Garfield.
I just couldn't see why I was doing that.
All right, well...
out after singing a couple songs, but then also playing pachinko and learning how to play samisen, the Japanese guitar, and then also learning how to speak the native language of the island you need to go to, then learning how to hang glide, and then you gotta hang glide to a place, then you gotta fly to a place, exchange your currency at the bake at the local place, and then go to the local island, and then go to the local elder in the island, but only if you know the language. If you don't know the language, your plane will blow up mid-flight because you did something wrong. Whoops. And then you gotta speak to the elder, and then you gotta learn where the cave is, go to the cave.
Whoops, you can't go in the cave. Thank you very
much, indeed. I don't think he wants us to win.
No.
Go to
Shush, be quiet, please, gentleman.
But thank you.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We have got Elisabetta coming on at 11. She's incredible. And bonkers.
Yeah.
Fits in perfectly with us because we are both incredible. And bonkers, ladles and jelly spoons. This is the only phone-in show on Twitch. There'll be other people saying they do phone-in shows, but they don't.
Not really.
They're liars.
No.
They're liars.
They're bottlers. They'll be cheating it.
They're absolute liars, so they don't. They're scumbags. Mm. They're scumbags.
I mean, but, you know, the lion doesn't care about the fly.
You know, on the side of... What does it have on the side of golden syrup?
A lion and bees.
Okay, and? What is it? Say?
From something sweetness. Was it from? Is it death?
And who told you that?
You did.
Thank you. There we go. It's yeah. Oh, to hello, James.
Are you sad that I knew that?
No, I'm pleased that you remember something I fucking told you, James.
I did Google it.
Turn your Twitch stream off, James. Turn your Twitch stream. Right. Turn your Twitch stream off, James.
Hang on, I've got headphones in.
Hello? There's a delay.
Can you hear us? Hello?
Count to one. Count to five.
Hello?
One.
One, two, three, four, five.
Right. Count in tight and sync with me, okay? One, two, three, four, five. We're better. Okay, right. we're in. Hello, James. How are you, sir?
Right, we'll start that again. Right, yeah. I was just wondering, right, do you know, more people have, more people have won Takeshi's Castle than been on the moon. That's a fact for you.
I think it's the other way around.
The other way around. Something like that.
It's the other way around. And it's listen, you've only just tuned in. We had a call already that told us that and got it the right way around. I thought it was going to be like a sort of relay and you go, right, well, more people have won Takeshi's Castle than have done X.
Okay.
But, I think it's 13 people have walked on the moon. And seven, I believe, according to the chat, and I've got no reason to doubt the chat because we got the brain people in tonight. Seven have won Takeshi's Castle.
But which do you think is more skillful? That's the biggest question.
Well, arguably, getting sent to the moon, they just point and shoot, right? And you just have to get out and do. Well, the skill is holding on to your lunch.
They went to the moon the first time with less technology than I've got. In this calculator watch.
Yeah.
Less technology than this. And they went in there.
So probably physical resilience wise, that's all you need.
Of course, the British equivalent of Takeshi's Castle is Nightmare.
Oh, God.
Or alternatively, there was that programme that was on, I think, a dodgy satellite channel that the guy from It's a Knockout did the voiceover for. That involved pogo sticks in some sort of it was called something like this, ended with Bizarre or something like that. It was the guy what's his face that did It's a Knockout.
Stuart Hall,
yeah. And it was called something Bizarre, and it was like people going around on pogo sticks in like some like airport hangar. Try and find it.
Oh wow. But, okay. That sounds something. TV. Here's the great Noel Coward quote is so right. TV is not TV is for appearing on, not for watching. And that sums it up perfectly. Yes, Simi, Stuart Hall is a convicted paedophile. Thank you. We know.
You win five imaginary pounds.
We know. We know. Thank you. Dear God. Thank you for that, James.
I was going to say, actually, right, before you cut me off, because you were playing some interesting songs earlier.
Thank you.
Have you heard of the artist Bongos Ikwe?
No, I don't know Bongos Ikwe. I like saying it, though. Try and say it.
Bongos Ikwe.
Isn't that nice? Mm. Some names, just Bongos Ikwe.
He's this incredible Nigerian artist, and I found him the other week, and his music is some of the most like uplifting and sort of happy thing that I've ever heard. It's sort of like a mixture of this sort of psychedelic guitar and organ, and it's incredible. It's right. Really sort of it's almost like gospel music mixed in with sort of a bit of the Doors and a couple of other stuff as well, and it's brilliant stuff.
I'm going to look for some Bongos Ikwe right now.
Should I tell you what the best
tell me the best Bongos Ikwe.
Riding High by Bongos Ikwe, but it's not spelled like that. It's spelled in a sort of in the Nigerian sort of slang, so okay. It's a different spelling.
Ridin, R-I-D-D-I-N, I would
no,
say.
The riding part is spelled normally.
Okay.
But hang on. Riding High Bongos Ikwe.
Okay, go on.
Riding High. So you can spell it normally and it'll probably appear on YouTube.
All right, hang on.
It's spelled differently on Spotify.
We're going to find Kath. Okay. Bongos Ikwe. Riding. Here we go. Oh, look at this, man. Here we go.
You forgot about the band, the Groovies. Experience.
All right, we're going to go and listen to that. Thank you. Let's go and find that.
No deposit needed. T's and C's apply. Over $1 million in guarantee.
We've got to be a little bit... holy jackamole. He looks a bit like a young John Fashanu.
Doesn't he?
I'm riding so high. James is not wrong. Touch the sky. I've got a woman who's got everything that a man needs of a woman. I've got a woman who's got everything that a man needs of a woman.
That's a little bit.
That's I don't know exactly what that is. Please Please Me is about masturbation. You know, it's all about sex. And I'm found. Oh, look at that album cover. Someone's written something on it. Someone's written their name on there. Someone's written their name. Isn't that great?
Well, that's for taking to parties.
Isn't it? That's good. I mean, like it. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. Yeah, baby.
Moomin, I... Aloe Black, I Need a Dollar is a good tune. No, mate. No.
It's quite a good tune. No. It's not up there with that. No. Okay. I need a dollar, a dollar, a dollar. That's what I need. I need a dollar, a dollar, a dollar. That's what I need. I'm going to take my horse to the Yorktown Road. I'm going to ride until I can't no. So that's John Fashanu. There you go. I'll finish your joke for you.
Mm-hmm.
Me likey. I like Aloe Black, yes. 0203-286-6370. You can also Skype us, guys. The Skype details are up on the screen right now. Boy, oh boy, you just wait. Mick Hughes, thank you for the gifted sub. Cozy Bug, thank you for the sub. You wait. You just wait until we get a raid.
Oh, my God.
It was really difficult to get that to flash.
It's going to be an extravaganza.
Did you see where it said free? And I had to get it to flash. I had to make a picture with the word on. Then I had to copy that picture and make the picture, but then make the letters green for free so they disappeared in the green screen.
You did a good thing.
We worked it out, didn't we? Hello, Alistair.
Evening. Good evening. Right. I've got another horror film for you, Ian.
Yes. Beautiful.
It's on Amazon Prime. Well, it's not on Prime. It's not free. You have to rent it.
Okay.
Well, and it's called Sator. S-A-T-O-R.
Sator.
And it was it's basically a labour of love for this one guy who did like everything on the film apart from the acting.
Oh.
And it's sort of low budget. And I watched it obviously with me, you know it's going to be a very strange film. A lot of the film, nothing much is happening.
Oh.
Okay. Everything's in the dark. This guy lives in a shack, basically, in the middle of the woods.
Is there a painted sign by it?
No, but the tagline is that this strange presence or thing is after him and his family.
Okay.
You go through it, and then it sort of picks up pace at the end. And
a lot of people in the chat happen. Agreeing with you.
Nasty things happen, to be honest. So,
who in their right mind would move their family to a shack in the woods?
Well,
what do you think's going to happen?
He was there living alone, but his family wasn't too far away, living somewhere else. And then, basically, I don't want to give any spoilers away.
Don't say any more. I'm going to watch that because. You say it's good and other people are saying it's good. And you've reminded me, yesterday I got halfway through a film on Netflix and I'm not going to say what it is because people will post spoilers in there.
They will.
And it was actually, it's good. Very low budget, but good. Yeah. I've worked out what the twist is. I've worked out what's going on because I'm clever like that. But I'm enjoying the journey.
I think there's a little bit of controversy about it because he used his own grandmother in the movie.
Yeah.
And she appears as herself. And the guy who reviewed it queried whether or not she actually had dementia.
Maybe she was a good actor.
Not sure. But okay. All right. That would be controversial, would it not be, do you think?
Yes, I believe it would be.
Also, perhaps stimulating that rumour might be great publicity for a very small budget one-man movie.
Yes.
Like, ooh, these love scenes were not faked. That kind of thing.
I don't think she loves anyone in it.
No, but what I'm saying is... oh, Alistair. Don't... One, don't give us spoilers. Two, there's nothing wrong with grey love. And three, I wasn't talking about that one in particular.
I know, I should know that. Yeah.
Someone is recommending the film. Have you seen Coherence?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I loved Coherence.
I really love that.
The setting, it's one room. It's one room, hardly any money on that film, and it is flipping magic.
It's scary as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it was creepy as F. And it could actually happen as well, that's the thing. All right, Alistair, thank you for that.
Cheers, bye.
Tatty, bye. Big Boy hasn't come home, and I'm a little bit worried. I mean... You know, it's the nature of Big Boy is irrepressible. But I'm a little bit...
He'll come rocking up.
He'll come rocking. He's not had his dinner. He's been annoying today.
He's been shouting the odds all day, hasn't he?
Yeah, I do worry about him, though. I'm worried that I've made him too soft.
What, and that he's not fit for the wild anymore?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi. I called in the other day, remember, to do the song. I was on Helium.
Oh,
can I have another go? It's only 10 seconds.
Please have another go. Yes, please do have another go.
Okay. There you go. Ian, oh, for God.
It's not working, is it? It's gone again. That's a shame. I feel for that guy. Part of me wants to say no. Don't do it again because you're going to hurt yourself. But I really want it to succeed.
I don't think there's helium in that balloon, and I think whoever sold it to him is having him on.
No. That guy. I got faith in you. I've got faith in you, man. And I know that you can do this. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. You want to give us a call? There's no agenda. You can call us about anything.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tell me about George Washington's teeth.
Wooden.
Okay. Were they not made from slaves' teeth?
Possibly.
There was something to do with slaves.
You know, like... You know, the French used to use, like, the fallen from the battlefield's teeth.
It doesn't surprise me, because,
And people that they, you know, the aristocrats' teeth when they guillotined them.
Throughout his... here we go. George Washington's teeth, Wikipedia. Hello, Bagsy!
Evening, Ian. How are you? Evening, Kath.
That's coming in smart. Very well, Bagsy. What you got for us?
Just one of your typical downhearted phone calls from me.
Okay.
Although I'm going to try and change it because I've now subbed, which is great. I've got 6 months sub.
Yes, mate. Thank you. Cozy Bug. Welcome as well.
Main reason I've subbed is because basically listened to you over the last few years. You've always been there mental health wise. I suffer from agoraphobia,
yep.
And it's really been a kick in the nuts in between Christmas and New Year. And I had a massive panic attack, and everything went in my head, just went.
Yep.
And then the podcasts happen, the evening listens happen, and it's getting there again slowly but surely. But good. Just the good. Subs are a thank you. It's
well, you're very kind. May I ask you a personal question? You've got agoraphobia, yep. Right? Agoraphobia.
Yep.
How do you feel about this current trend in pronouncing it agoraphobia? I know that's how it's spelt, but a lot of people are I'm hearing it more and more, agoraphobia. It's always been agoraphobia to me. But now people are saying, and it's spelled A-G-O-R, people are calling it agoraphobia. I just wondered, as someone who has it, Bagsy, not to make light of it, how that resonates with you.
To be honest, you could call it whatever you want. I only know how it feels. Okay. Agoraphobia, agoraphobia, arachnophobia, whatever.
Spiders.
And it made me chuckle, you just asking the question, to be honest.
There you go.
It doesn't matter what it's called. The fact is that it affects what I do and what lots of other people who suffer from agoraphobia or agoraphobia, whatever.
Don't become one of those.
You know, it's just one of them.
Well, I'm glad that, listen, thank you for your support. And your sub is all the subs are gratefully appreciated. Thank you. And I'm glad that we have in some small way been able to provide a little bit of relief. Not like that, Pete, before you type something in the chat, you dutty boy.
Ian, you and Kath, when you're on the radio show, you would a spoke or a couple of spokes on the wheel that got me into counselling. And that happened.
Job done.
Struggling with years now, but 2019, I think it was.
Yeah.
End of. So November 2019, then everything went wrong. Counselling finished, and then obviously pandemic happened.
The what?
I'm going to restart it as soon as I can.
Imagine if someone hadn't heard of the pandemic, right? And they you do you remember, Bagsy? There was a period, like the first couple of months of the pandemic, there were people that were coming out of like meditation retreats.
The German Big Brother lot.
The German Big Brother lot had it broken to them. There was an actor as well who'd been like in a Buddhist retreat and came out and was like, holy shit, man, my phone just went crazy. And people didn't know about it. Imagine. I wonder if there's anybody, apart from people in comas, I wonder if there's anybody who is of sound mind and body who still, for some reason, does not know about the pandemic.
I doubt it, but you never know.
I bet there's someone.
Do me one more favour tonight.
Yep.
Next time I'm going to call with a happy call, but just cut me off.
What do you want me to do? Sorry, I missed you.
Yeah.
Get out of here, you piece of trash.
So, right, back to these wooden teeth, which apparently are...
slaves?
Untrue.
No, well, he had different sets of teeth.
Uh-huh.
So I think he did have wooden, but he did have teeth from slaves, but he paid the slaves for them. Now...
Do you think he did...
Yeah, he cannot tell a lie.
Wow.
Now, if...
He owned slaves, right? So he'd paid for them already.
If we were a sociology lesson or a philosophy lesson, today's essay would be, George Washington, did the fact George Washington paid for his teeth but got them from... Did the fact George Washington got his teeth from slaves but he paid for them. I want those in a week on Thursday. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. That's what I want. The Bee Gees always sound like they need a shit.
Or they'd sat down in the bath without checking the temperature first.
No, they couldn't use the toilet because Andy was in there doing cocaine all the time. That's what was going on there.
No wonder
perfect three-part harmony.
No wonder Barry was always so cross.
There's not a new BG docu on Sky. It's been out for quite a while.
We've seen it.
So thank you. Why do you have your home phone number as your title, lol? Because Simping the Pimps. I know. Why do you not have your home phone number. Try it. Try it. And because I trust everybody on the internet to only call during the show. I trust everybody to only call this number that's coming up on the screen now during the show. Now,
you know, at my daughter's school, they're not allowed to say simping.
I don't know what simping is.
Simping is when you fancy someone to the point where you become a bit of an idiot about them. Oh, she simps him or he simps her, that kind of thing.
Can they say stan?
Stanning is different.
Stanning is I'm going to kill myself unless you, my idol,
recognise
me. I'm
such a massive fan of yours, yeah, that I would do anything for you.
Yeah, I'm going to send you letters and then kill myself. I think that is worse than simping.
Yeah, I wouldn't simp a pimp if I were you. I think that's a fool's errand.
So you people fall in love at work. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. It's also now banned on Twitch to use that word. I don't believe anything you say. The word simp has been banned from Twitch as well. What, saying it? So are we in trouble for saying it? Because I've never even heard of this word, although that's no excuse. It's banned to use it abusively. But we can talk about it. Can we talk about it?
Talking about the definition, right?
Well, I just want to check before I delete this video. No, you're not in trouble. Thank you. Okay, right. Well, that's good. Okay, well, I didn't, you know, different words. I'd never heard of it before. Mm. Okay.
It's a new one on me too.
We used to shame people. Shame, man. Shame us. Shame
and they were the ones that were supposed to be ashamed of that, were they?
My hair's gone back to good again.
Mm-hmm.
I still would like a trimmage. Trimming done. The Vectrex is gone.
Where's it gone?
I'm not telling you. So, the daytime friends, people, the guy that was going to collect the piano didn't come. He was a dick.
So that I then, was outrageous, that behaviour.
It was outrageous. So I then went to the second person, the young woman, who'd asked about it for her mum. And I wrote back saying, you can have it now. The guy's let me down. I'd be thrilled if your mum wanted it. And she got back. And then she went, oh, my God, I hadn't checked your name. We've met. What? And basically, her mum lives, I think it's four doors down. They're laughing and drinking and having a party. Well, they will be, because four doors down, they're going to get the piano. They're not aware that I'm around. And I'd met, and so this is her daughter, who I guess is in, I would say, in her mid-20s. I don't really know. But when I moved into this house 2.5 years ago, I think she saw me coming in with Bob. You know when you move in and people go, all right, you're moving in.
They're nosy people, yeah.
Yeah, all right, oh, it's nice to meet you. Blah, 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 blah. So I met her like 2 years ago. Just said hello. And her mum lives four doors down. They're laughing and drinking and having a party. Four doors down, they're not aware that I'm around. So isn't that lovely? So I have visions.
So you'll still be able to hear the piano.
Yes. I have visions of her mum pushing it up the street.
I did think about that. Just get a little skate. She said she's getting a device, right?
She's used the word, I'm getting a device.
Dang.
I have no idea. Everton, Derek, thank you.
Thank you.
I have no idea what that device might be, but I'm absolutely thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled that it's, and she can't play the piano. But she's going to learn. She won't. You know, I was the same.
She might.
But I'm really thrilled.
She might become Andre Preview.
You could be. All the right notes, just in the wrong order. I'm thrilled I'm thrilled that it's going up the road. And I'm thrilled. So the guy that let me down, geez, sticking up your ass. I'm going to do another tweet that we're on. Because we've got slightly less viewers because they didn't get alerts because I was on a little bit earlier. So I'm just going to do... Oh, Richard Press says, I agree with Citizen Mac. I dislike the Twitch format and think you are much better on radio. Okay, well, I tell you what. Why don't you offer us a job on radio?
Richard Press.
Hey, man. Sorry to hear you don't like the Twitch show. That's mean. I'm assuming you work for a radio station and can offer us a job.
Let it go.
So I don't want to block.
Yeah, because...
Oh, I recognise him.
Who is he?
Oh, I recognise him.
I do recognise him. Oh, you know why. He looks a bit like that fella...
No, but look where he lives.
Yeah.
So I recognise him.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to reply. Couple of things.
One, you didn't need to tell us that.
One, you didn't need to tell us that. Oh, I've done an exclamation mark. I'll do that in a minute. Two. Citizen Mac didn't say.
Mank.
Didn't say they disliked it. Three. I'm assuming you work for a radio station and are going to offer us a job. Otherwise, that pointless tweet is just mean.
Yep. Assuming careful because you've missed him.
Thank you. Let's just check this with spelling. We've got
and
to be,
one.
I know we've got to be spot on with this.
If you're going to hit someone with a zinger, make sure it's right.
We've got to be spot on. A couple of things. I mean, this is petty.
But,
call me Tom.
But he did at you something about...
A couple of things. One. Let's get that one. Why is that one not... One. You didn't need to tell us that.
But why tell us that?
No,
because
like,
you don't want to have...
It.
Yeah.
Two. Citizen Mank didn't say they disliked it. Three. I'm assuming you work for a radio station and are going to offer us a job. Otherwise, that pointless tweet is just mean.
It's fine.
It's fine. I mean, I wouldn't normally, but it's a bit of fun.
Some people...
They hurt one another.
They
long to
they
live.
Tweet the first thing they think of the moment they think of it, and you think, would you talk to someone in real life like that?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it even tweeted that we were here. I did. All right. Okay.
I responded and said, you know, we still do a podcast. He said he nearly finished our podcast.
The show. Oh, yeah. Good. Brilliant. The show is live and is buzzing. Oh, I've got a question about that. It's buzzing. Join us for free by clicking this link. www.twitch.tv/TLNA. Why do pop songs still do the thing where they don't put G's at the end of words. Why do they still do that?
To annoy the squares.
Well, in the 50s, I'd buy that. The 60s, okay, it's a throwback from the 50s. 70s, it's a throwback again to the 50s. But why now? Why now would you do it? Why would you do it now?
Mm.
Still. And also, A-L-I, pronounce that, please.
A-L-I?
Yeah.
Ali?
Oh, you're being obtuse. It's Ali. Except for Muhammad Ali. Do all Americans say, pronounce Ali, Ali?
Yeah.
Ali. What about the actress?
Go on. Kirstie Alley.
No. No.
Spelled different.
No. Notting Hill. Oh, it's Andy McDowell.
Yeah, so again.
Okay, it's not really going the way I was hoping.
Should have been Andy.
Hot sweet potato pie. Coming at you. Cleopatra, coming at you. Hot sweet potato pie. Ah, there's a name there. Ali McCoist. So they would say Ali McCoist.
No, because it's short for Alistair.
I'm clutching at straws.
You really are. Put them
Give
down.
Give me a straw.
Put them down because they're made out of paper these days and they're not going to withstand your grip. Aren't they crap?
Who? Paper straws. Yeah. Oh, they don't work. And I know we want to save the planet, but I also want to drink a McDonald's milkshake or even a Coca-Cola.
Yep.
They don't work.
It's precisely what my 9-year-old said. She said, I get
Nick Ferrari's
halfway
done.
Down my drink Mike and Graham. It's collapsed.
Yeah. Well, then what I'm going to buy for your kids is I'm going to see that has been suggested in the chat, and I thought of it before I read
Got
it.
Got them already.
I was going to buy your kids metal straws.
Mm.
You've got them, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, then so why is this conversation
You forgot
happening?
To take them. It's like all things, like water bottles, you forget to pick them up. But the intention is there.
If you want to give us a call now, screw the turtles! Until after Howard Kalen went weird on me. And
One poor
Andrew
lady
Sandoval.
Died using a metal straw, says the smell of old books. Oh, well, that's that sorted then.
Some old lady died having a poo. I'm going to take one with her call,
and
but I'm going to turn...
I'm never going to poo again.
I'm going to turn the desktop down so no one can hear this. Mm-hmm. Hello? Why are you calling from a withheld number?
All the numbers are withheld.
Okay.
I've nothing interesting.
Kate and Arlie, thank you, Mookie.
I've got two questions.
You're lucky you got through, because we don't normally take withheld numbers.
I'm a very polite gentleman.
What does it?
What they all say.
We'll find out. But we don't normally take withheld numbers, because people like talking about knickers on here a lot.
They do.
Okay, well let's get it.
So two questions. What are you monitoring in your monitors? Just because I'm interested.
Is that? Right, my left screen.
No, in your headphones.
Well, I'm listening to you.
If we didn't have the headphones in, we wouldn't be able to hear you.
Okay, excellent. There are. Thank you. And the second question is, are you still doing lots of retro video game stuff?
I'm still writing for Retro Gamer magazine, which is one of the joys of my life. And I plan to, with our new camera, I plan to set up streaming some like Dreamcast and maybe some Sega Saturn stuff if I can get it at some point when I feel the movement I need on my shoulder, then I will be doing that.
Cool.
Nice one. Thank you. Bye-bye. It was a nice guy. Mm. It was a nice guy.
Just curious, that's all.
Just curious.
And that's fine.
Just curious. Right, let's talk about our sponsors. Yes. I don't know if we did Abbey Care enough times yesterday. Abbey Care Group. Listen, this show happens because this is our job. We get a bit of money from Twitch. On top of that, we get like your bits and your subs. Thank you. And on top of that, we get your donations. Thank you. And on top of that, we get sponsors. We got some great sponsors. We've had some brilliant sponsors. We've been sponsored by Viz, by Somers Way Solutions, by Poseidon Safety, by Team 17 mm-hmm. to promote the Survivalists. I was going to say the Escapists. The Survivalists. And we them to promote their online store. Some great...
What was this?
I don't know what that noise was.
That
may have been 100 bits or a sub. Either way, thank you, Mark. Thank you, 43, Nick. That's appreciated. If you want to sponsor the show, advertise the show, you get 2 or 3 mentions per show done in our own unique style.
Yes.
You get a little link in the chat, and I'll do 1 or 2 tweets as well for you. It's a few hundred quid for a week. We have a discount if you book a month. Abbey Care are fab. They are a specialist addiction recovery centres. They've got one in Glasgow and one in Gloucester. And I've been saying for ages we're going to go and look at their website. Right now, we're going to go and look at their website, abbeycare.co.uk. God, I hope you don't need this because addiction is awful. I got my 2-month chip today. It's in my car. Otherwise, I'd show it to you.
I have seen it, though.
It's my 2-month chip because I'm back, baby. And this... Hello. This is a tricky time for me. 2 months is kind of where it's like still very close to the addiction and the goal is not quite in sight. This is kind of the tipping point for me. I got to 60 days last time. Went back on it. It's actually 59 today and I wouldn't normally get the chip until tomorrow, but I don't know when I'm going to go to another face-to-face meeting in these uncertain times. So I cheated and got it a day early. But I got 60 days last time and went, wow. So this is, you know, I'm not through the woods yet. But addiction is horrendous, man. Drugs, alcohol, sex. The screen didn't go blank here. I don't know what you might be a problem with your internet, Lemon Poodle. It's horrendous. And it's awful for the person going through it. In many ways, it's kind of worse. It's not worse. It's different. It's different for the family, the parents, the kids, the partners, the friends, work. All of that, it's horrendous. And sex addiction is also part of that problem. People, sex addiction. Well, if you think sex addiction sounds good, then you would think that cocaine addiction sounds good because cocaine makes you feel really, really good. Weed just mellows you out. So
it's all just having a great time, isn't it? Not knowing when to stop.
Exactly. All of those addictions, including the sex, are about... The sex isn't about intimacy and love. It's about a lot of shame and a guilt. I kind of have dealings with it. A lot of shame and guilt around something that should be beautiful, and actually, you're desperate. You know. Anyway, all of those things can be worked on by the great team at Abbey Care Group. They introduce you to the 12 steps, which I'm a huge fan of. You'll talk about meetings. You hear me talk about meetings and fellowship and stuff. That's the 12 steps. That's the AA and that's the NA. That's the thing. And we might be taking a Friday off either this week or next week. So I want to go to a CA meeting that someone mentioned to me. So we're really getting the hours in, guys. And abbeycare.co.uk, it ain't cheap. If you've got health insurance, that might cover it. If your work has got health insurance, that might cover it as well. However, if you mention this show, The Late Night Alternative, you get 25% discount. Abbeycare.co.uk. And thank you very much to the team there for helping me stay clean and sober. And I was there for 4 days over the new year. And for them, trusting us with their lives.
I have to say as well, they were very supportive to me.
They were great for you, weren't they?
Yeah, they were great.
Because this is my best mate and it was horrendous. You know, it's horrendous for everybody around you. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. You can Skype TLNA if you want. If you want to show us your visage.
We would be happy to have a look at that.
We would love to have a look at that. But you don't have to. You don't have to do that if you don't want to do that. You know, it's all kind of good. Mm-hmm. Are you about to take an intake of breath as though you had?
No, my tooth's beginning to give me a bit of jip, that's all.
Uh-oh.
I think it's because we've been talking about George Washington's and it's made me think about mine.
I don't know if it is.
Teeth.
I think it's because your teeth are disgusting.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful teeth. This is the galling thing about teeth, right? I look after mine. I've never skipped the dentist. I'm not like one of these grown-ups that forgets to go once their parents aren't taking them and doesn't go until they're in pain. I go every time. Still got to have root canal. Getting older is shit.
I brush my teeth once a day and I've got, I'm going to say one filling now. I think I've got one filling. What are you going to do? What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boys? What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boys?
I wonder what the bad boys are doing in my area. I certainly have not invited them there.
Oh yes. This is. Can we go to the front page of Twitch? I want to see if we're on there.
Let's.
Because this is the reason why I made these things. Because I wanted it to look better. Mm-hmm. On the front page. I want to find... Here we go.
Yeah, we're there.
I want it to look good on the front page. So people go... Because that, you know, it's a... Here we go. That looks good, doesn't it? On the front page, look. That looks good.
Yeah, it looks awesome. You've done great things.
No, but I need
it. No, I'm not even... I think it looks great.
Okay, because we need something on there. So people go, there's a twat and there's a woman... Why would I go and watch that? Well, because then you can see you see stuff like that popping up,
yeah.
And you got that makes it look more screen filler. Maybe I should even make those a little bit longer. I don't know. I'm going to fire them off a lot more than is necessary, because we need to catch the passing. Yeah, I did say twat. Chess has got 57,000 viewers. That's
very
amazing.
Popular game.
Yeah, no, good for them. That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That explains why we're obviously lacking in intellectuals in the chat tonight. They're all playing chess.
I do low numbers tonight for us guys. I don't know what's going on.
It's all right. It's okay.
It's all right. It's okay. Guess if you only brush once, nighttime is best. No, you brush in the daytime, of course. Obvs. Brush in the daytime.
I think I brush mine about 3 times. Morning, before I come out to work, bedtime.
There's your problem. You're brushing away the enamel.
I don't think that's it.
But you're brushing away the enamel.
No. Untrue.
I wasn't singing Primal Scream. I was singing Big Head Todd.
It's chess, the new cool thing after that Netflix prog. I think that the Netflix prog was popular because chess is cool.
I think it's definitely helped. I think it would have helped. I like chess. I did look at buying I would like an old fashioned computer chess thing. But I remember I got one when I was a kid. But okay, we've done.
Yeah, Dali 04. I've been speaking to a dentist, but thanks very much for your concern.
Ian, you can't brush in the afternoon. I believe that's when you're making love.
Multitasking. You don't know what his thing is.
Okay, there we go. All right, let's get Let's get, here we go. Let's get some, I wanted to get some news stories. I wanted to get some news stories, right? So let's find some news stories that we've got. Okay, let's have a little look. Okay, here we go. There we go. This is visual. This is visual. This is visual.
Mm-hmm.
Mind-boggling picture of Friends leaves people stumped at how many are in the picture. A mind-boggling image of some friends enjoying a drink outside has got people hot under the collar, with many being forced to take a second glance at the photo.
Wow.
Okay, so let's have a little look. It's finally Wednesday. We're more than halfway through February, and although our brain cells feel frazzled from lockdown life, this optical illusion might perk people up.
In other words, we need to feel this.
I'm going to see through this as quick as that. Because I'm one of those, what they call super spreaders, not super spreader, super...
Seers.
Super seer. You can just walk in and you go, right, five people there, there's two men, guy's got a beard, and the two ladies wearing glasses. Just straight away.
Yes.
Once again, the people on the internet are arguing. They've been left scratching their heads and debating a mind-bending photograph. This photograph is mind-bending.
If your mind is not flexible, careful, you might do yourself a mischief.
Your mind's going to get bent.
Yeah.
I don't mean it. I'm not being homophobic.
No.
I mean...
He's going to twist your melon. Melon.
The question on everyone's lips is, how many people are in this photo? Okay. Lots of people think three. It's easy to see why.
Okay. I got you.
Okay, so I think, so three. Four.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
Okay, next. I worked from the bottles outwards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not mind-bending. Roll stop. Richard said three! Richard said three!
Idiot!
Idiot, give me back those things I dropped off around your house today. You idiot, you don't deserve the unedited script for head.
Do you know what I discovered today that I think you might like?
Go on.
Have a look on my Twitter feed. Berezhka dancing.
Oh, I've seen that.
Isn't it incredible?
Let's just see if there's any other... Some people say it took me several minutes. One stump social media. I'm confused. Why are there only three arms yet four bottles? Jesus, this is not. Have you seen the thing? I haven't. Have you seen the thing where it says the word you're thinking?
Yeah.
Have you seen the thing?
You mean Green Needle?
Is that the one I sent to you? The boys. Or did you send it? You might have sent it to me. Is it Green Needle? We'll come to your dance. It's a Savage Bees.
It's a Savage Bees again. Yeah,
the Green Needle Brainstorm. This is nuts, man. Here we go. You will only hear the word you're reading. That's nuts, right?
Mm-hmm. It is nuts, but it's kind of demonstration of, do you remember Will Storr's book that was talking about how our brain fills in a lot of the blanks? Actually, what we see is a tiny fraction of what we think we see, right? If you look at the end of your finger, you're not really seeing the whole finger, you're seeing that bit, and your brain is supposing the rest. It's part of the same thing, surely.
Okay, now that is freaky. We will come to the dancing. I just want to show one more thing, because scientists took this. Scientists took this further, right? And then, and this is nuts. I've got to try and find it. Give me a second,
because
this is nuts. Scientists took it further, and they made one. That whatever you heard, right, that is what you were. Okay, hang on a second. Whatever you hear here.
Yeah, it's like your subconscious gets involved.
This is what you are. So just have a listen and focus on it, right? Whatever you hear, you only hear what you are. So here we go.
Bellend.
Okay, let's play that again.
Belen.
Okay, so one more time. You hear what you are.
Mm-hmm. Belen.
Okay.
That's really good. It's really interesting, isn't it?
It's fascinating.
I heard gorgeous.
I heard hilarious. What did you hear in the chat? Bad Houses heard Bellend. Moomin heard Bellend.
Oh, dear.
Lemon Poodle hears Bellend.
You need to work on your self-esteem, guys.
Let's just do it one more time. One more time.
Bellend.
To a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.